This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how the safest place to be is in the center of God's will. We are wrapping up our series on the distinction between an adventure and a quest. If you've been listening, you'll remember that an adventure is mostly about you, while a quest is about something greater than yourself, where your journey leads you to helping others, and you are redefined in the process. Sometimes we resist embarking upon a quest because we might be fearful. This reminds me of one woman's account of being in the center of God's will. So she runs a nonprofit here in Chicago where she works with children who live in some of Chicago's most at-risk neighborhoods. She was being interviewed once and was asked the question about whether she was frightened to actually serve in these neighborhoods. Her response had such a profound impact on me, I will never forget it. She said that she knew deep in her heart that God had called her to do this work. And as long as she stayed in the center of His will, she felt safe and protected. In other words, the safest, most fulfilling, most rewarding place for her was being in the center of what He was calling her to do. So what do you believe God is calling you towards today, but you haven't fully committed? Instead of being in the center, you may still be dancing around the outskirts. The closer you move to the center of what He's calling you to do could be one of the most rewarding places for you. Be encouraged to move from the outskirts and closer to the center as you cling to these words. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Romans 12:2. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, keep pressing towards that center.